Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Park Lodges here. Park, earlier we were talking about tickets still being available for Women's FAI Cup final on Sunday. Plenty of tickets available too still for Saturday's game at Croke Park, which had been a sellout previously.
That's right, Munster and Leinster clashing in the big match. When they met at this stage last year, 80,000 people were there, a full house, and the expectation now is that they're only going to get around 50,000 this Saturday. Latter games last season at Croke Park for Leinster brought in crowds of 55,000 and 46,000, so there was a clear slide there. Gerry Thornley in the Irish Times earlier in the week was saying that the novelty value of Leinster hosting matches in Croke Park had worn off, and rugby fans, he said, had come to the conclusion now that the stadium was more suited to hosting hurling and football rather than rugby.
Oh.
There's no great love for it as a rugby venue. And I think that their support base as well is primarily in South Dublin, and it's not that easy to get over to the north side. Not that far, maybe, but it can be tricky to get into a north side stadium.
And why do rugby fans think it's not suited to being a rugby venue?
Well, obviously, it's slightly smaller pitch than we'd be used to watching football and hurling on. I don't honestly know the depth of feeling as to why it's not suited. Maybe it doesn't have to have the history and tradition that Lansdowne Road has and Donnybrook and other venues have. But let's hear from one of the men who will be playing on Saturday, Josh van der Fleer of Leinster. He's been speaking to Michael Corcoran in advance of the big game.
Yeah, it's always a big game on the calendar. It's one you really look forward to. Everyone knows the rivalry that's there, and the quality of rugby that Munster played the last few weeks as well will make it a very exciting game. So we know we need to be at our best, but it's a good challenge.
It appears that it's a kind of disjointed start for everybody, given the fact of a kind of staggered start, I suppose, is the correct phrase, really. But it does look kind of, when you turn the page to a week like this, that the serious business is starting over the next while.
Absolutely, yeah. There's been some tough rugby played. It's obviously been tricky. Like, there's obviously with the Leinster group lads who are kind of in pre-season the whole way through, and then you have the Irish lads coming back in, and then the lads who are on the Lions tour as well. So it's definitely been a fairly disjointed start to the season. And then obviously the group over in South Africa, which is a bit of a mix of the squad. So yeah, it's been a strange start to the season, I suppose, than normal. But the lads worked unbelievably hard, and it's good to have everyone back training together the last couple of weeks, and or the last week or so, and then another big week this week, and no better game to be playing, to be honest. It's very exciting.
And just a final word about Croke Park and the venue. It's I was going to say a second, but probably a third home at this stage.
Yeah, it's been great to play there. It's still hasn't really sunk in. It's kind of the last time we played there at the last game of the season there, it was still incredible. Goosebumps kind of going into the stadium. Yeah. So it's a very special place to play. I mean, it's very lucky to get to play there. It'd be cool to have a pretty big crowd by all accounts there as well. So very excited for it. It's obviously the iconic ground that it is in world sport, really. So it's, delighted to be playing there. It'll be a good day out, hopefully.
That's Josh van der Fleer. Kick-off on Saturdays at 5:15. Michael will bring us live commentary on Saturday Sport. Caelan Doris will lead Ireland into the November campaign after being retained as captain. Doris has yet to play this season, having undergone an operation on his shoulder. Two lines are missing from the 34-man squad. Joe McCarthy and Hugo Keenan are unavailable because of foot and hip injuries. Rugby league players in Australia have been warned by the sport's governing body that they will be banned for 10 years if they join the breakaway R360 League. Reports continue to link high-profile rugby league players with big money transfers to the new league. In a strongly worded statement, the Australian body accused R360 of counterfeiting their sport. There's live golf this morning at the DP World Tour event in Delhi. Rory McIlroy began with a 3-under-par round of 69. His round was made up of 9 pars, 6 birdies and 3 bogeys. He's 3 shots behind the current leader, Keita Nakajima of Japan, who's in the clubhouse on 7-under and leading by 2 strokes. Shane Lowry is level par after 3 holes, while Connor Purcell is just underway. India is set to host the centenary Commonwealth Games in 2030. The city of Ahmedabad in the west of the country has been chosen by an evaluation commission and is expected to be rubber stamped at the end of next month. There had been serious doubts about whether the event would continue beyond next year's Games in Glasgow because of declining interest and difficulties securing host cities. Viewing figures for Match of the Day are reported to have dropped by 10% compared to this time last year. Media experts are attributing the decline to the BBC's decision to post highlights of the games on its website more than 2 hours before the television show begins.
Oh, that's a big drop, isn't it?
It is. It had been declining, I think, before Gary Lineker left, but it's more pronounced now. If you add up all the audience at the moment, it's around 40% watching the online highlights and 60% remain loyal to the TV show.
Ah.
So it's the direction is changing there. Katie McCabe is likely to claim her 100th Irish cap in the upcoming Women's Nations League promotion playoff against Belgium. Fit again midfielders Jamie Finn and Jess Zhu have been recalled to the squad. Head coach Carla Ward was unable to attend yesterday's squad announcement as she had to deal with an urgent family matter. Paddy Power is to close 28 shops in the Republic of Ireland and 28 more in Britain. That's almost 10% of their total number of shops. The group's parent company said the decision was taken after a review established the cost of keeping the shops open was too high and they needed to adapt to different customer trends. That's a clear indication that online betting is putting the traditional bookie shop under pressure over the weekend. The Sunday Times was reporting that William Hill was considering closing up to 200 betting shops in Britain, around 15% of their portfolio. You'll remember in the 80s and 90s, most towns in Ireland, Saturday afternoon, the bookie shops were packed out, really jammed with people, but that matter's changing there. And finally, in hurling, the Boren brothers, Ryan and Keane, are among seven Kildare players selected on the Joe McDonagh Cup Team of the Year, beaten finalist Leisha. Five players, while the team is completed by three Carlo players.
Thanks, Porrick.